This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. One of our favorite guests is back with us. That is from CNN, their feature writer, Motez Bashara. And we're breaking it all down with our NBA news and notes. Draymond Green, he likes to get physical. And another guy that likes to get physical is Charles Oakley. So let's make a major shift. Let's talk about the New York Knicks. What was your reaction when you saw the video? You saw the bad boy behavior.
I mean, the video was pretty disturbing, I have to say. I think that's the best word for it. Having him, you know, having five or six guys try and push this behemoth of a man who was, extremely reluctant to get moving because he felt he was entitled to his seat. You know, my suspicion is what happened was they felt nervous. Because he was so close to the court and so close, more importantly, to James Dolan. I think he was only a few rows up.
Right.
He's a large man. He's made some comments about the Knicks and about Dolan before, and I think they got a little nervous around him and kept staring at him, and he looked at the security guard and he said, "What the hell's wrong with you?" You know, or perhaps used a few more colorful words.
Expletives.
That's where it all got started, and the shoving happened, and then, you know, the rest is history. But I think, I mean, Oakley has been on so many radio shows talking about this, and, you know, if I was him, I'd kind of want to just put it to rest, really. And he seems to kind of want to keep the story alive, and I don't really know why.
Hey, Motez Bashara, with us a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so we've hit on the Knicks. Talk to me about, as far as the Cavs, they get a blow this week. Kevin Love is going to have surgery on his left knee. He's going to be out 6 weeks. Any concerns in terms of they are the reigning world champions? Will they be able to repeat this year? How important of a piece to the puzzle is Kevin Love?
He's huge, huge piece to the puzzle. And I'm looking at the box score from the last game right now against Minnesota, and they look extremely thin. You can make a very solid case, again, for LeBron James being the MVP, because without LeBron on this team, they are really they would easily be a lottery team and probably, you know, just above the Nets in the East. So LeBron is carrying a lot on his shoulders here, and he's going to need some rest. So they do need to make an acquisition, I think. There are not a lot of names that stick out there. Obviously, the Knicks have been dangling Carmelo. People have talked about this ad nauseum. I don't think that they are going to get him. I don't think he's what they need. They need a guy who's more of a team player and who'll do the dirty little things, get back on defense, that sort of thing, and help out. And Melo's just not that guy right now.
Okay, so do you think the Cavs should be, we got the trade deadline coming up. Should they be making a move and trade for Carmelo Anthony? What say you on that?
I wouldn't do that. You know, he's got a giant contract as well, of course. They would have to eat that, and they're already above the salary cap. They could use – last year they got Channing Frye, and that was a big boost in the playoffs, and they need a key guy like that. I would have said perhaps they could sneakily get Chris Bosh, who's probably going to be released by the Miami Heat in March. But from what I've read, Bosh is really not in game shape, and now, although he stated he was desperate to play in the beginning of the season, he is now – thinking twice about whether he wants to carry on his career or not.
Okay, Motez Bashara with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. Okay, Motez, well, we've got you on the phone tonight. Since we're out in the Eastern Conference, what's your perception of the Boston Celtics? They are second right now in the Eastern Conference, and they continue to trend upward.
They look scrappy. I mean, it looks like the offseason moves that they made for Al Horford, that worked really well. Of course, they've got also one of the MVP candidates in Isaiah Thomas, the other Isaiah Thomas, who could actually be the MVP of the All-Star game. He's my pick for that. I think the little guys always shine in All-Star weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 5'9" player might just take over the game for the East, so we'll see. I think they're probably one or two more years away and perhaps one big acquisition away from actually making a real run for the conference finals or the finals. I think right now with LeBron in his prime, it's probably just not the right time for them.
As Motez, we look across the league right now, we're, you know, here at the All-Star break, what team has surprised you the most, has exceeded expectations?
It's got to be Houston, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think after last year's collapse, epic collapse in the playoffs, where the teammates were bickering with one another, it just looks like it looked like they had absolutely no chemistry. We're not having fun. All of a sudden, they're having great fun. They're zipping the ball around. They're shooting three-pointers at a rate that nobody has ever done. They've got probably the number one MVP candidate right now in James Harden, and it looks like they're having a great time, and they're winning. So for me, that is the obvious fit. And not to mention, Mike D'Antoni was kind of lost at sea as an NBA coach. And to bring him back, I think he's probably going to be Coach of the Year. I think, you know, it's a beautiful story. Let's see how it pans off in the playoffs.
Okay, how do you think they're going to look in the month of May?
I'm hesitant to say, but I think they'll get through the first round, and then if they match up with San Antonio in the second round, it's going to be tough. You know, the Spurs are well seasoned in the playoffs, obviously, and for this group around Harden. For a lot of these players, it's going to be their first time around. So it's going to be challenging, but we'll see how it goes. This is why James Harden gets paid so much money. So he needs to step up his game and you know, see them through at least one or two playoff series.
Good stuff. CNN feature writer Motez Bashara joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Reach out to our audience. Motez, where can they connect with you?
Oh, at Martez B, MOTEZB on Twitter. You can always find my stuff on CNN.com also.
Great job. Thanks a lot, Motez. And stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two at SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio.